Welcome back to Sports Talk. I'm Steve Carnell along with you on this Saturday morning. I had a chance to catch up with Coach Chuck Patton of the Hardin County Lady Tigers softball team on Friday as they're in a play date in Lexington, Tennessee this Saturday. But I got a chance to talk to Chuck and get his perspective on his team, and last year they had a great run, and then what he's looking for this team for 2023. So Chuck, saying all that, man, what a 2022 season.
It was great. Of course, you have expectations, and our goal is every year make it to the state tournament, and of course we got that. The girls' goal was to make it to the state tournament and win a game. Of course, we'd been twice and had lost two in a row, and we got hot at the right time and just kept getting a little bit better and a little bit better. We played Montgomery Central in the sectional, and I think Kinsey threw a no-hitter and shut them out, and we had a great game there. And then we got into the state tournament and got hot, and the bats got hot, and we started playing well and got down to Gibbs and us, and we beat Gibbs in the quarterfinals, I guess. I think if it hadn't rained, we'd run ruled them. We had hit five home runs, set a state record at the time for home runs in one single game, and it came a rain, it stopped. They told us we won. Then they came back 15, 20 minutes later and said, no, we've got to finish the game, the higher-ups have said, which we were fine with. And went on and defeated Gibbs, and then got into the finals of the winner's bracket, played Lexington for about the fifth time during the year. And of course, things didn't quite go our way. There was a controversial call at home, pivotal time in the game. I really thought momentum was ours, and it kind of took it away from us, and they went on and beat us, and then we came back. We played Gibbs in these travel tournaments called losers bracket finals, it was for third, and we went 11 innings with Gibbs. We had our chances. It seemed like every time we got a chance, it just didn't work out. Audrey Blackwelder hit a ball in right center, and it was almost like you see in golf with the wind gust, and it knocked it down, and it hit the very top of the fence. And even though it was a temporary fence, it still held it in. We thought it could have gone out. That would have been a walk-off. J.C. Beth Franks hit a ball to right field that, the kid's running, throws her glove up, and it just goes in it, and that would have been a walk-off. But we went 11 innings. We ended up third in the state. You know, when we started the year, if somebody told me, say, hey, you're going to be third in the state and you're going to play Lexington in the finals of the winner's bracket, I would have been delighted.
I need to learn how to turn my mic on. Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You know, we did some games earlier in the season on radio, and I got to watch the kids play some. And like all seasons, you had some struggles, and you had to really – kind of work yourself and your team into the season, and then we didn't get to play a whole lot of games to begin with, and scheduling and stuff like that, and rainouts and whatever else that you have in spring sports. But when do you think that you saw your team hit that stride that all teams that make it as far as we did in the state, that you get that momentum and something clicks in everybody, and then off you go?
Well, the district tournament. And, of course, I tell our kids, and I know a lot of people have trouble with this, but I've coached quite a few years, and I tell our kids my season starts the first day we play the district tournament. Everything up until then, to me, is a scrimmage.
Yeah.
It's games, but it's a scrimmage. And you're still trying to find your way. And I really thought we kicked it in then, and I left out. We played Jackson Southside, and it was just a battle in the regional finals. And J.C. Beth Franks, sophomore, stepped up, hit a huge home run, and that propelled us to get to play Montgomery Central. That game could have gone either way, but that was a huge, huge home run that she hit. And seemed like it wasn't the same one step up every time. And I think that's what you've got to have at that level to be competitive. And I know a lot of people don't know about Gibbs. Gibbs has been to the state, to Knoxville Gibbs has been to the state tournament 28 out of 30 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, we went up there, we almost run ruled them, and everybody's calling saying, "You mean you almost run rule Gibbs?" And we're like, "Well, yeah." And they're saying, do you really know who they are?" Well, we did. The coaches did, but we didn't tell the kids who they were.
Right.
And they were just another team to them. So, great year. Great year.
Yeah, it was an outstanding year. You know, we kind of had our way with the Knoxville teams. You know, the baseball team a couple of years ago. Who was it that they played? Was it Bearden or
Dick
somebody?
Bearden, I think.
That was like number one in the state, right. You know, and been in the state tournament forever, and we just punched him out twice. And then the Lady Tigers go during COVID year to the state championship and defeat the number one team in the state out of Knoxville. So we've kind of had our way with Knoxville a little bit down here, a little old small town. But I was talking to Coach Harville earlier about his Tigers, and the same. You're kind of in the same scenario looking at what you had last year and going into this season. You know, he had youth at catching and losing the middle of his infield, losing his number one pitcher. And you're kind of in the same boat. You lost your catcher. You lost your shortstop. You lost your number one pitcher. And I'm sure I'm leaving some out. But that middle of the infield is big.
It is. We had some really good players last year. Of course, Sarah Strickland's gone on to play at Dyersburg State. She's playing basketball and playing softball both. And Shelby Durbin's gone to Murray State, and she's playing. And Kenzie, you know, moved on. And we lost some really good players. But at the same time, you know, we're returning seven starters. We're looking really forward. We've got some kids back that's got a lot of playing time. We've got some kids back that have played since they were freshmen. They've grown, and we're moving. You know, it's a great move. And I want to say a little bit about my assistant coaches. Kristen Axline and Darren Miller are outstanding. They do a great job. I've of course, a lot of people know this is it for me. This is my last year, and I've not made any bones about it. And I'm coaching out this year, and which I want to coach hard, and I want to go to the state tournament, and I want to end on a good note. And when it's over, I'm going to move on. And they're very capable. You know, they've taken over more and more, and I've kind of allowed them to, and running practices and making decisions. And they're just doing an outstanding job. And I'll be honest with you, I really don't feel like we'd have finished third in the state without them.
Yeah.
It takes a staff. It takes more than one person. And we work so well together. It's a great fit. Darren, of course, he's done football, but he's come in. This is his love. His love is softball. And of course, Kristen played at UT Martin, and she's same way. She just got a deep love for softball and wanting girls sports to excel. And we talked to the kids a little bit yesterday about how far Hardin County softball's come. We can remember back, Kristen and I both, can remember back when Hardin County, it was a great thing for us to try to win a district game and or one game in the district tournament.
Yep.
And then we've gone from there to where we are now, and it's been a fun ride, I'll tell you. It's been a great ride.
Well, it's really fun last year, and if you haven't been out and watched, you need to go out and watch. It's fast-paced. These girls can play the sport, and it's competitive nature at its best right there. But, you know, you're talking about bringing some of your players back. You had some key roles to fill. So you lose your number one off the mound. That's the key role. Softball, a lot of times it's about who you have on the mound. It's about who you have catching. And then if you can just score a couple of runs, you know, you're almost guaranteed to win a lot of ball games with that combo.
That is right. Of course, we've got Emma Patton, my youngest, back, and we've also got Molly Samples, and they're throwing the ball really, really well right now. And of course, Emma threw against Lexington in the finals of the winners bracket last year, and she pitched really well. She had them beat at Lexington. We were up 5-0, made a couple errors, and she went six innings without them scoring, and we think the future's real bright. We think we're going to have a good year. We think pitching's going to be really good. Also, Callie Caldwell's going to throw a little bit for us, and Chloe Blunt and Lily Beth DeBerry is going to throw a little. They're young. They're coming on, but the Emma and Miley will be the ones that pretty much tote the load this year. And catching is going to be a catching by committee. It's we've got about five girls, and of course Anna Harrison has caught Emma since she was 9 years old. But Anna has become such a stable in center field that she catches everything from 200-foot sign to 200-foot sign. She's committed to Ball State. So Anna's got a bright future ahead of her. And if at all cost, if I can, I'm going to try to leave her in the grass, leave her in center field. Yeah. We've got Sienna Rainey's a freshman, and Neely Barrier and Emma Axson and Riley Strickland. They're all vying for some playing time catching. And I know, somebody hadn't caught their whole career. You probably can't go out there and catch them 3 days straight or 2 days straight even, So it's going to be a catch by committee at least at the first year. And then,
well, you got Neely too. You're talking about Anna. Neely has got experience out in the outfield and speed too. So, you got to go, okay, where is she more important?
That's right. And we've talked about that. We've had a lot of conversations about that. And, our outfield last year is really and truly back intact. We've got Neely was in left and Anna in center, and Audrey Blackwelder was in right. Well, we may have to put Audrey in the dirt also. So it's kind of a fruit basket turnover. We're trying to find our way. Of course, we got a couple play dates. We've got a bunch of games. We got a few tournaments that we're going to play. And so somewhere during that mix, we're going to try to find a couple lineups that'll work. And, we've got JB and of course, Emma Patton will. Well, that's J.C. Beth Franks and Emma Patton and maybe Emma Axson. We got Sarah Catherine Tilson back at second. And then there's Chloe Blunt and Lily Beth DeBerry. We'll get some looks. And, according to what we have to do with SK sometimes, she may have to go third. She may have to go short, and just according to who's pitching and where we're playing. And then, we're looking at Audrey Blackwell, of course, at short, and Lily Beth and then Sarah Catherine, and even JB. JB plays first, but JB's played shortstop her entire career until she got to high school and grew to about 6 feet. And so she's a big old target at first base, and the girls love that. Miley played third last year. Miley Samples started at third, played most of the year at third, and had a really great year for a freshman. I mean, she had a great year. And Taylor Williams and SK and Audrey threw some mix, or we're looking at them there too. In the outfield, of course, like I told you, we've got Neely, Anna, and Audrey back. I don't know how much they're going to get to play together out there, but as much as we can. Callie Caldwell is another one that could be in the mix in the outfield. Lily Beth and Sienna could also be there, and then Riley Strickland is in there also in that mix, and then we've got some good young players that are might just have to wait their turn. I can remember in years past, a lot of freshmen played, but your hope as a coach is that they kind of get a year or so to grow and mature, but I just see some of them playing. We've got Haley Welch could also be in the mix in the outfield too. She's doing a pretty good job, and so we're everything's kind of up in the air. Some of the other kids that are playing, Shiloh Witten's playing, and she's an outfielder. Tatum Castile's an outfielder. Taylor Franks is an outfielder. So those are young folks that are uh, that we're looking to get better and grow, and as the season goes on, just mature.
Well, real quick before we get into the season and when you start, expectations every year. I don't know if you have different expectations for different teams, but also your challenges for the 2023 season as well. There's always challenges ahead.
Well, you know, the expectations the same. Expectations going to be the same every year as long as I coach. It's go to state tournament. Now, may not make it every year, but if expectations are there, then the kids understand that's what we're fighting for. And yeah, our district's always going to be hard. Of course, we've got Lexington. And I'm going to be honest with you, and people are going to disagree with me, and that's fine. But I really thought the best two teams in the state of Tennessee were in our own district. I thought it was us and Lexington. And Blake and I had talked, and it was like, you know, if we beat you in this finals, this winner's bracket game, it's going to be very difficult for the other team to come back and beat the other one twice.
Right.
And, I mean, then you've got Chester County, and they're going to be good year in, year out. McNary brings back about 8 seniors, so they're going to be hard to contend with.
Yeah. They weren't bad last year.
No, sir. They were very good last year. And it's just it's going to be a fight all the way to the end. It will be.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Of course, you got a play date coming up tomorrow in Lexington.
Now, that play date's changed to South Gibson.
Okay, it's going to be
South Gibson.
At South Gibson,
yes, sir.
Tomorrow. And then, or today, I'll say today, since this is going to air on Saturday. And then next week on the 11th, Hardin County will have a play date here. And then the season starts March 14th on a Tuesday. Collinwood comes to town. First pitch is at 5 p.m. So here we are. We're getting ready to roll. And wish you the best of luck. Had a lot of fun last year. And, man, I hope y'all make it back. Now they got a little taste of it and what it's like to go and win and be a contender. And now the people up there know our name as well.
That's right. You know, the tournaments we're playing in, we're going to Alabama twice, and we get to see teams down there we don't ever get to see that we'll never play again. We won't play during the year. But the competition is just unreal. And you get some of the teams like out of Anniston, Alabama. You get some of the bigger city teams, and they're just really, really good. And then we're going to go to Clarksville. We're going to play there. Of course, that's a spend the night, kind of a dress rehearsal for what's to later to come in the year, we hope. And we're going to play a couple times at colleges. We're going to play Covington at Freed, and then we're going to play Tipton Rosemark at Jackson State. And that also gives those coaches an opportunity to look at our kids and see what they think and kind of evaluate. And I use that as a barometer sometimes for maybe helping a kid get recruited and where they might go and what they might do. So we get those. And, of course, later in the year we play our district games. And we're really excited.
Yeah, you should be. And like I said, I'm excited about it too. We're going to try to do some games. I've got some picked out that we're going to try to do either on the radio or on the internet like we did last year. So I'm looking forward to it. And Chuck, I appreciate a lot of your time or some of your time on this morning. And we wish y'all the best of luck coming up on Saturday. And then season starts March 14th. We're here.
It is, and that's great. You know, we've also got to add Jackson Southside and South Gibson. That's usually our regional components and usually the best two teams out of the other side. And we're playing them home and away this year, so our schedule's going to be tough. I told the girls the other day, and you know, we don't have to win every game. We just want to battle every game.
Right.
And if we're in there and we're battling, we're playing really good teams and seeing good pitching, we're going to be better by the end of the year.
All right, Chuck, got to get out of here on this Saturday morning. Thanks to everyone listening this morning. And we appreciate you tuning in to the Spring Sports Special. And we want to thank all the coaches for their part as well, and also Tiffany Jones Realty for allowing us to invade her business for a little while. And looking forward to it as spring sports is here, and there's some pretty good sports being played during the spring, and And just keep it tuned right here to 93.5 FM. We'll get you in tune with everything that is going on. Have a great Saturday, and we'll see you next week for Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM.